Hello and welcome to the EFA News Podcast Tech Talk. I'm Harry Benjamin. On today's show, we'll be looking at the latest news and trends from the world of fitness and digital health. Plus, an exclusive interview with the Overseas Business Division Executive Director of Kuvings about their latest innovations, what the future holds, and what was on show at EFA 2022. All that and more on the way, but first, the latest news from the world of fitness and digital health from the EFA newsroom. H20 Audio, a leader in waterproof headphones and accessories, has announced the launch of its H20 TRI Triathlon Multisport Premium Waterproof Headphones. Perfectly adapted for triathletes and anyone active, the 100% waterproof headphones feature built-in MP3 player and Bluetooth, hold 8GB of memory, and offer 9 hours of battery life. At a promotional launch price point of $99, H20 claims that its Tri headphones are the most affordable premium multi-sport waterproof headphones on the market today, with the company saying over the past 10 years it has perfected a line of waterproof headphones and MP3 players that stand out and promise athletes and water sports enthusiasts the best possible sound experience. Chinese electronics brand Oppo has introduced a new smart band, the Oppo Band 2, as well as new earbuds and 3 new smartwatches. The Oppo Band 2 has a battery that can last up to 14 days and offers a bigger display than its predecessor and features 100 sport modes. The new true wireless earbuds, the Oppo Enco Air 2i, have an in-ear design with silicone ear tips for a comfortable fitting and are up for pre-order in China. Availability for Europe and the rest of the world is as yet unknown. Some brilliant news from the world of fitness and digital health was revealed at EFA 2022 with renowned brand Kuvings unveiling the world's first commercial blender with automatic opening and closing function. In the fast-growing small home appliances market and fitness and digital health market, Kuvings' new auto vacuum blender is optimized for use in commercial environments such as cafes, hotels, and juice bars. With one touch of a button, you can conveniently enjoy the entire process with vacuum and ultra-high-speed blending and opening and closing of its soundproof cover. The smart features maximize on convenience and save time too. More news on the way, and if you want to find out any more about the stories you've heard so far, simply head to the EFA newsroom online at news.efa-berlin.com. A lot to digest then from the fitness and digital health industry there as we approach the end of 2022. And talking of Kuvings' new blender, now seems like the perfect time to rewind a few months and head back to a fantastic EFA 2022, where our reporter Tom Campbell sat down with the Overseas Business Division Executive Director of Kuvings to talk all about it and more.
We're here live at the trade show in Berlin with Heun Ju, Overseas Business Division Executive Director of Kuvings, who is going to be talking to us today a little bit about their experience at EFA, their innovations, and what the plan is going forward. So, without further ado, the first question is, tell us a bit about the products that you have been presenting here at EFA.
The Kuvings' main product is a blender and juicer, and we've been producing a juicer over 30 years. And we have been launching several different models every year. And this EFA is the main venue for Kuvings every year to launch new products.
Mm-hmm. Right, thank you very much. One of the interesting things about your product is that they're all designed to help promote a healthier way of living. And so could you tell us a bit about that? How do they achieve that?
There are a lot of juices in the market with artificial flavors, but we use all fresh vegetables and the fruits in the market, and we just extract juice, all the vitamins naturally through our machines, so that consumers can drink all fresh, natural, fully vitamins drinks every day.
Right, I see. I think I read something that it also helps with oxidation. Is that correct?
Oxidation, okay. We're using our slow juicing technology, which extracts juice without heat, so which means that it stops oxidization. I mean, that's the main key for consumers to drink a fresh juice every time.
Thank you very much. So another big part of Kuvinx is that I see that your juicers, the Revo 830, won a design award. Mm-hmm. It seems like you're a company that has to carefully balance functionality and the design of your products. Could you tell us a bit more about how that works?
Every year we launch a new product, and functionality of the product we launch is really, really important. But at the same time, it's a really another important matter is the consumer's the preference or the desire for the new the product design, and we try to apply consumers' favorable design on a product. But it's always hard, but it's been quite successful. We've been awarded with a different, the design award from different countries. And that proves that our, design capability, which transcends to our, the functionality and design to our consumers with the new products.
I see. Thank you very much. So some of the innovative features of your products, you've got the smart cutting and smart caps, are just some of those features. Could you tell us a bit more about some of these innovative features that are offered?
The Revo 830 is our new model for this year and next year. I mean, this the key feature of this new product is that auto cutting technology. I mean, this is actually first time ever developed in the market. We are the first one, and we got the patent on that. I mean, this feature gives you perfect juice whenever we put the new ingredients on it. This auto technology gives you the right amount of ingredients to the juicer so that you can have perfect, clear juice for every time.
I see. That sounds really tasty.
Yeah, it is. It is.
And then finally, Kuvinx, famous it's renowned for its research and development. You guys put a lot of time and effort into the products that you're making. That's a big part of your strategy. Why is this such an important step in the process?
We are not really a big company, but we have over 100 staff on the R&D departments because the kitchen appliances, the competition is very fierce. I mean, we have to overcome this fierce competition every time, every year with a new product. Otherwise, we cannot compete with other competitors. And that is why we invest a lot of money of, I cannot say which percent, but a lot of percentage of our total revenue every year to develop a new product with the key features, which the consumers never seen in the market. I mean, that's our main strength, to maintain a high level of, the growth every year.
Right, thank you very much.
Fantastic to get an insight into what Kuvinx has to offer and what the future holds in the fitness and digital health industry. Some other news in the world of fitness and digital health now, powered exclusively by the IFA Newsroom. The Apple Fitness Plus wellness service is looking to attract more users after receiving a range of updates. The feature is now available for iPhone users that do not have an Apple Watch and is now integrated into the company's fitness app across 21 countries. A music artist spotlight feature has been introduced, along with a new workout program named Yoga for Every Runner. The Time to Walk feature now includes famous guests such as singer Meghan Trainor, and Apple Fitness Plus will also benefit from a series of new collections, including Strength Challenge, Totally 80s Cycling, and Best Mindful Cooldowns for Athletes. Garmin has recently announced Garmin InReach Messenger, its latest innovation in messaging and security outside of cellular coverage. It has been described as a communication-focused device that offers two-way texting, location sharing, as well as SOS features. The device is built for those who want a quick and easy way to reach loved ones when they're without cellular coverage, according to Garmin, and can provide satellite communication as a standalone device or when paired with recently launched Garmin Messenger app. And that just about does it for this edition of IFA's news podcast, Tech Talk. Thanks for joining us. I've been Harry Benjamin. To stay up to date with all the very latest news from IFA, head to the IFA newsroom, news.ifa-berlin.com. Don't forget to like, comment, share, and subscribe to this podcast. And I look forward to seeing you next time. Goodbye.